And we are back in the Santa Fe Baking Company. It is the KSFR Fun Drive, 428-1393, going for our $1,000 goal here on the Radio Cafe. I'd like to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he is with us here speaking of the arts.
Morning!
Welcome. Good morning.
I'm so relaxed. I just got back from vacation.
Oh, how wonderful. Where'd you go?
Wonderful. Went to Durango and Pagosa Springs.
Oh, nice. A little bit of hot spring action?
We were there. We didn't do the springs. My partner fished along the river. I did some thrift store shopping.
Nice.
And got some awesome records. Got a 1955 LP by Jackie Gleason with cover art by Salvador Dali for a buck.
Oh, my Lord.
For a buck.
They know not what they parted with.
Yeah, but we rode our mountain bikes all over. Got my first tan in 10 years. So now I'm exhausted. I'm glad to be back at work.
Well, it's good to have you here speaking of the arts. And Christy Hengst is here. She is an artist, and her piece is called Birds in the Park. And this is a wonderful, would you call it installation?
It's a traveling public art project that, involves the installation of a bunch, or basically a flock of porcelain birds that have text and images printed on them. And they land in different places. They've been flying around for about 2 years, started out here in Santa Fe, and are ending here in Santa Fe. Today and tomorrow are the last two landings of this project.
And literally flying around, you've taken this flock of birds overseas, you've taken them to Europe, to Galapagos?
That's the farthest they've been, yeah.
Yeah, among all the other crazy species there.
And they landed about 25 different locations here in Santa Fe. And would pop up every few days in the spring of 2009, and then started to fly further afield. And they were, they've been on beaches in California, up and down the coast, and they've been in a sculpture garden in New Orleans, and in Central Park in New York, and in front of the UN headquarters. And
they're inanimate objects. They're porcelain birds, and yet somehow they seem like they have kind of a life of their own. As an artwork.
It's interesting, I think it's they have the gesture. They're not realistically portrayed as birds, but they have a kind of gesture that makes them look, especially, when they're positioned in certain ways, like birds. And I think it's kind of the human mind wants to complete the picture. So very, very often people will come running up to me and saying, "Oh my God, I thought you were a bird whisperer." Because they seem real.
I know. Uh-huh. When I look at these pictures, they look like birds. And when you look at them close up, they have these kind of indigo patterns and texts on them. And their heads don't look like real bird heads. But they're absolutely wonderful. And today and tomorrow, actually, they're already there right now. They're at the Rail Yard Park here in Santa Fe. And they'll be there from now until 6 in the evening, today and tomorrow, right here in Santa Fe. And then you will be talking and giving a slideshow about this project on Thursday, the 30th of September at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall. That's part of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and that is on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, formerly known as the College of Santa Fe.
Right. Uh-huh. And I think that'll be a really nice opportunity to kind of look back and tell some of the interesting and funny stories that have happened over the course of this project. And, of course, I've got pictures of them in a lot of beautiful places, or interesting places. I mean, one of the things that is important about this project is the content, also. It's not just any text and images that are on the backs of the birds, but it started from me kind of saving up articles from the lead-up to the Iraq War, obsessively, and then, eventually making silk screens from those. And so it started in that way, about that decision to go to war, and then started to expand to consider other wars. There's a writer here in town named Tim Origer, who's a Vietnam vet, and it includes some of his stuff from his time in Vietnam and other stuff from World War II Germany. And then, interestingly enough, I started to include, first of all, photographs of my children, and then it became this. At first, I was kind of nervous about mixing the these kind of
the personal and
the very personal and so close to something that, in a way, was so ugly. But then, at a certain point, I realized that's actually what it's about, and kind of looking at these things all together. So there's also poetry, recipes, love letters, daily calendars, things from from life and really the good parts of life that are placed right next to and layered together with, you know, other choices that have been made about war, for instance.
The installation is called Birds in the Park, and one very, very kind thing that Christy Hengst has done is she has offered us one of the birds, because now that the installation is over, the flock is dispersing, and she has offered us a porcelain bird for our fund drive. So these are real beautiful works of art. If anybody would like to make a donation of $300 or more and have one of these birds, they can call 428-1393 and get one of them. And if you want to see what we're talking about here, you can go to christyhengst.com, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y-H-E-N-G-S-T, christyhengst.com, or birdsinthepark.blogspot.com, and check these out. And it would be wonderful if one of our listeners would be able to keep one of these in their house. Heck, I'd love to have one of those.
Yeah,
wonderful.
They basically, each bird, now that they're going out into the world, they come with a hand-forged clawfoot sculpture stand made by my husband, Helmut Hillenkamp, who's a blacksmith. And they are, each one is completely different. So if somebody decides to donate to KSFR and get a bird, then I will also, they can come to the park either today or tomorrow to see them in person to pick out which one they would like, or they can email me and I can do it by photographs. But basically, I also really want to say what a great, great radio station KSFR is, and particularly this show, The Radio Cafe, I really love listening to.
Thank you.
And I think it's just, I particularly really like that you guys do it in the cafe, and that it just kind of brings...
You like blender noise.
Yeah, right. I think it really brings it's kind of part of that interweaving of community that... is one of the great things about being here in Santa Fe.
Christy Hengst is an artist whose installation Birds in the Park is today and tomorrow at the Santa Fe Rail Yard Park. So you can just go downtown and poke around until you find it.
Yeah, and it's at the point, basically the point of the park up where near the farmer's market in Site Santa Fe.
Okay. Yeah. Christy, thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for your kind words about KSFR and your offer of this lovely bird.
Okay.
Rob DeWalt.
Howdy.
Howdy. We've only got 15 minutes left. The phones are a little quiet, ladies and gentlemen.
Chirp, chirp.
428-1393 is the number. Let's reach our $1,000 goal. We got about halfway there. 428-1393. Let's go out with a big, huge noise.
Totally.
The noise of the phone ringing.
That $300, you know, for a porcelain bird, that would put you pretty close.
That put us very close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Not quite. And it wouldn't, you know, really... be bothersome to make more than $1,000.
It would not be bothersome.
No,
oh,
no.
No. It would be unbothersome.
It would be a wonderful Friday surprise.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
428-1393 is the number. So let's talk about what's happening this weekend. Lots of stuff. We talked about Gray DeYoung and her play Burst at the Armory.
That's
which
correct.
You can still get tickets for. We have all the tickets in the world available for tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. There's tons of events going on in town. Of course, this is crescendo of the Santa Fe Wine and Chili Fiesta. All kinds of stuff going on with that. Grand Tasting, of course, sold out eons ago. That's on Saturday. But there's still some events, tastings, seminars, things like that. If you go to, I believe it's santafewineandchili.org, you can check out whatever's left on the schedule that hasn't been eaten up yet.
Right.
But I'm excited. I'm going to go to the Grand Tasting.
You're a foodie.
We don't like that word.
Oh, foodies don't like the word foodie?
No. Food editors don't like the word foodie.
Or
at least they shouldn't.
Why?
It's banned at the New Mexican now.
Why? What are you supposed to say?
I don't know, you know.
You're
supposed to say a food enthusiast or a, you know.
Yeah, the PC thing is to just add as many syllables as you can to a perfectly good small word.
Well, foodie to me is just so bloggy. I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't know. But there's tons of other stuff going on in town besides the Wine and Foodie Festival. I always like to promote these, the Jewel Box Cabaret drag shows that happen over there at the Silver Starlight Lounge.
Yeah.
There's one on Friday at 9 p.m. There's a cover. And I believe there's also one on Saturday, two nights in a row. Tons of great openings, too. Meow Wolf has got something going on. They have Bonfires. It's a group installation. And they have sculpture and paintings by Brandon Benning. There's a reception tonight from, 5 to 9 p.m. And that's over there. Yeah, 5 to 9 p.m. And that's over there at 1800 2nd Street, right there in the corner of 2nd Street and Hopewell.
Yeah.
And those guys do great installations.
They do wonderful work. I love them.
They have I think, probably the funkiest space in town. And a lot like the radio, this radio station, they're pretty community-driven.
Yeah,
they get themselves out there.
They're eclectic, mm-hmm. and they're not doing it for the money.
Right. They're doing
That's
it.
Like us.
They're doing it for the love of art and community.
428-1393, reminding you, 428, I always say too fast,
428-1393.
We should do Star Trek voiceovers. Okay, Santa Fe University of Art and Design faculty reading. Porochista Kakpur and Emily Rapp will be doing a reading of their work. Literary faculty at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, Tuesday, the 28th of September at 7 o'clock at O'Shaughnessy Space, which is in Benildis Hall on that lovely campus. For more information, 473-6208.
You know, since their name is longer now, we have to come up with something else to call it.
Yeah, just like foodie.
So I was just thinking, like, it's S-F-U-A-D, but I think if we just called it S-F-U, people would know what we were talking about.
S-F-U-A-D, SWAD.
SWAD. I'll meet you at the quad.
I'll
meet you on the quad at SWAD.
Okay.
Georgia O'Keeffe Museum on Johnson Street is having a O'Keeffeana Art and Art Materials show. That's a... running all the way through May 2011. There's a story in today's Pasatiempo on page 32. Interesting stuff. Speaking of the rail yard and these beautiful doves, Axel Contemporary, the mobile gallery, is going to be hanging out this weekend. There's going to be a reception tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. And you can just look for it. It's an aluminum van. It used to be a Twinkie delivery truck. It used to belong to an Elvis impersonator.
A Twinkie delivery truck. That's, oh my goodness.
Yeah, and these are really great guys. They're doing, I believe this is their first installation. It's called Sunflower Seed, a vehicular installation. So yeah, I guess it is an installation. And that's through Sunday, September 26th. Go around the rail yard district and just kind of look for this big, shiny van.
Sounds like you can't miss it.
No. No, you can't.
Okay, so other things that are happening, the Santa Fe Concert Association, Tuesday, September 28th, 7:30, mezzo-soprano Suzanne Mentzer.
Yes.
And in recital with pianist Brian Connolly, and that's at the United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamiso.
You know, there's a great book event today. Martha Weigel, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, wrote this great book. It's from Museum of New Mexico Press. It's called Alluring New Mexico, Engineered Enchantment, 1821 to 2001. She's having a signing and book discussion tonight at 6 p.m. at Collected Works.
Nice.
This is a great book. It's kind of the story of how New Mexico framed itself and how it sort of got its identity through its tourist trade, going all the way back when they used to call it the land without law.
Right.
And leading all the way up to 2001.
And we have a report from the control room.
Oh, Mary Charlotte, the phones are ringing off the hook. I've been in there answering. We had a taker on the ceramic bird, Christopher. Christopher Rocha and David Rosen, who are home team Santa Fe.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they want to know if Christy is going to be, I guess they want to meet her. So...
Well, they
And also, do you have another? Does she have another bird? Because we have another one and like one.
I don't know, so we will have to find out. But,
okay.
428-1393, 428-1393, and she has already left the cafe, so we'll have to find out.
Well,
but get the person's phone number and we can call. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. 428-1393. So we are, I think, getting close to our $1,000 goal for this hour on the Radio Cafe, so that's what it's all about. 428-1393 is the number. Okay, what else is happening? I know there's so much else, and I have it right here.
There's tons of stuff. The Red Elvises are playing on Saturday at Corazon, really eclectic rock band. That's on Guadalupe Street. You can get tickets at the Lenzic and you can get them at the door. They're cheaper if you get them at the Lensic.
And Marcia Keegan was on the air not too long ago talking about her new book, Taos Pueblo, It's Sacred Blue Lake. It was originally published 40 years ago. It's the 40th anniversary of that, the publication of that book and the return of Blue Lake to Taos Pueblo. Well, the book finally came in, so she's going to have a book signing tonight from 5 to 7 at the Silver Sun Gallery at 656 Canyon Road. You can go to silversun-sf.com.
Cool. How much time?
We've got another
couple minutes?
5 or 6 minutes.
Okay. Little Wing at the Candyman on Sunday. Ambient music with Pillars and Tongues, Aaron Martin, Simple Spells, and Jason Quarter, a.k.a. Off the Sky. Jason Quarter is going to be performing via video cast. And this is over there at the Candyman. So you should go check it out. It's at 8 p.m. on Sunday. There's a small cover charge for that. But that's a lot of music for a small cover charge.
And Peco Studio Art Tour, 22 artists. Yeah. Saturday and Sunday, today and tomorrow, 10 to 5. Peco's Glorietta and Roe.
Yep.
Contact 670-7045 for more information. And there's website for maps and information on the artists at PecosStudioTour.com.
You know, it'd be really cool on Sunday. They also have a farmer's market out there. You should stop by. They have some great potatoes. There's a guy out there that's got awesome fava beans. It's at Canella's Restaurant on Highway 50 as you're driving into Pecos on the left-hand side.
I wrote you a limerick with lots of things that rhyme with fava.
I got it. I think I got it.
You did. It's on your Facebook.
I think I did. Oh, forgive me, fava, for I have sinned. Santa Fe Brewing Company tonight at 8 p.m. Now, if I pronounce this wrong, I apologize. I wrote about them this week in my Soundwave column. Lea Doris, I believe, is what they're called. They were formed in 1998. They're sort of this great sort of combination of electro and indie rock. And these guys have really matured a lot in the last 4 or 5 years. And it's an interesting show to have at the Brewing Company. And you guys should go and check them out. They're from Albuquerque, you know, support local music.
Excellent. Yeah. Ampersand is having an open house tomorrow, and everybody's invited to tour their site and join a volunteer project, and it is a completely sustainable community, and they teach sustainable living. It's from 10 to 2:30, and there's a potluck. Well, there's a tour at 3, and then a potluck from 4 to 6. For more information, you can call 780-0535.
Pop Gallery on Water Street is having a show, Pop Goes to the Dogs 2010. I think you'd really appreciate this show. It's a group show. There's a reception from 6 to 9 on Saturday.
Why do you think I would October. Particularly appreciate it?
Because you like doggies.
I do.
It's sort of a doggy-friendly show.
Hey, what about the Barkin' Ball?
What about the Barkin' Ball?
Isn't the Barkin' Ball?
I don't know anything about the Barkin' Ball. Well, I mean, I know something about it, but I don't know when it is.
I thought it was this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get anything about it.
Oh. Well, maybe I'm wrong, because I don't have anything about it either. I just had it in my head that it was this weekend.
Is this one of those events where you get to bring your dog?
Yes, and I have gone every year for the... Yeah, it's in my calendar. It's this weekend. Huh. I don't know. Call the animal shelter and find out.
Yeah.
So you get to bring your dog, and every year I bring Horatio because he's the best dog of the three dogs. The others aren't.
You know,
they're good dogs, too.
You don't dress him up, do you?
I do not.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. That's when it's time to make some phone calls. Oh, Robert Knott's play.
Yes.
There's No Place Like Homicide. First performance is on Thursday of this week. Send up of film noir from the 30s and 40s. Go figure. 7:30 p.m. over at Warehouse 21. That's this Thursday. It's the play's running through October 10th. The Thursday performance is Pay What You Wish. If you call 989-4423 or go to warehouse21.org, you can probably find out more information about that.
And I got a note from poet Valerie Martinez. New Mexico Fragments, the world premiere is Tuesday, September 28th at 7:30 at the United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamiso. That's the Suzanne Mensah. Never mind.
Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind, but don't never mind our fun drive. The phones have been ringing off the hook, and we have several people to thank. Mary
Yay.
Charlotte.
428-1393. Sorry, let me do it slow.
428-1393.
Yes, thank you.
We have Mario Manzo.
Thank you.
Robin and Sam Rodar.
Yay.
And Ellen Fox.
Yay.
And a few more. Karina Chavez.
Wonderful.
And Barbara and Ron Bloomberg.
Yay!
And they are going to be actually
very
coming
own.
Down here. I was going to say we've met the goal, which is wonderful.
We have overmet the goal
for this hour.
We love overmeeting the goal.
Overachievers.
428-1393. 428-1393 is the number, and we're just about out of time.
That went fast today.
I know. That's because I went overtime, because we were talking about the wonder and glory that is KSFR.
Yeah.
And that is Rob DeWalls.
Yes. Yes, and Mary Charlotte.
And he's not a foodie. Oh, no. He is a...
I'm a food enthusiast.
he's a food enthusiast. He's an ingestible enthusiast.
Yes. I'm a paid digester.
You're a paid digester. This is getting sick. 428-1393. You've been listening to Speaking of the Arts with Rob DeWalt. Robert Knott will be back next week. We'll be talking about his play a little bit next week as well. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. It's just about time to go. You can reach me at Radio Cafe at KSFR. You can get the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. It's wonderful, full of great, great articles, wonderful writers, pictures, listings, and hasta la vista, baby. Mary Lynn LeBlanc, you rock. All the volunteers and staff at KSFR, you guys are the best. Mwah. Thank you so much for donating, and let's help us wrap up this fun drive. See you later. Adios. Bye.
Bye.